Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Empowering Your Dreams with yours truly, Tammy Markham. Hope everyone has had a great week so far. I know we're still early in the week, but I hope you guys are doing fantastic. For those of you that are new listeners to my program, welcome, welcome. Please make sure to subscribe to my site here so that you can keep up with upcoming episodes. And for those of you that are returning listeners, thank you. Certainly do appreciate your support. And for those of you that are new to my show, this show has been going on since 2013. It actually started an effort to helped me connect with people that needed assistance in feeling better about themselves as business owners, feeling encouraged, inspired, and empowered. And it was primarily me doing most of the talking on the shows for a while, but I went ahead and I reformatted the program recently to include interviews with movers and shakers. And today is no exception. We've got a mover and shaker coming up here in a second on our program. His name is Malik Imr. I hope I'm pronouncing your last name right, Malik. I'm going to plug you in here in just a second. He's one of the rising stars in the network marketing space. He has helped over 200 people to work from home this year alone. Malik is a six-figure earner and has a passion for working with struggling internet marketers. So let's go ahead and plug him in here and get him on the line with us. All right, Malik, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Fantastic. Welcome, welcome to Empowering Your Dreams. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Absolutely. I can hear you great. Thank you for having me on, Tammy. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to be on the program. So I did my introduction for you there. And also another thing, too, to note real quick, for any of you that are followers of Malik's or mine, you would have seen the little blurb that we did, the bio about him. Malik's been involved in the internet marketing space since July of 2016 and also has worked with several millionaire mentors. In 2017, he successfully built his first six-figure business, and he also is a lead generation coach. So let's go ahead and get started and get right into it. I usually like to start the program with finding out a little bit about where you're from and kind of what led you to be where you are today as far as, you know, geographically. So go ahead and share with us where you're from and what led you to where you are now.
Absolutely. So I'm from the San Francisco Bay Area. I was born in a small town called Palo Alto, and I've been here in the Bay Area my whole entire life. I'm still here now. And, you know, growing up in the Bay Area, we have a really strong entrepreneurial spirit. So I was always a person who found a way to create his own income. So as I was growing up, the first way that I had to generate income was just selling my own candy at school and things like that. It was kind of like my first business that I actually owned. And from there, in junior high school, I started doing my own cassette tapes. And it just shows a little bit of my age there because we don't really have cassette tapes these days. But back in those days, I was making my own cassette tapes and I had them at the school. And eventually, I started a professional music career and I had my CDs in the stores. I had a distribution deal and I made multiple six figures doing music. So after a while, I started to have children and things like that. And, you know, I just got fed up with the lifestyle. I wasn't happy doing music anymore. So I wanted to find something else that I could do to generate that type of income. So long story short, I started working a regular job as a CNC machinist. I went to school to become an electrician and things like that. So I was doing CNC machining for a period of time, probably from between like 5 to 6 years. And I ran into a person who was in the network marketing space. And when the opportunity was presented to me, I didn't really look at it. As something that was network marketing, because just like, you know, most people who hear about network marketing in the past, before you get into it, you kind of have a bad misconception about the industry. So I was one of those people. I was skeptical. I didn't really have a good opinion about the industry at that time. But when it was presented to me, it was presented from someone who had the results that I was looking for. So this individual who brought me into the network marketing space, he had lived in Sacramento at the time, which is 2 hours away from the Bay Area. And he told me that he was getting ready to move in my area. So I thought that he would probably move to somewhere like Oakland, somewhere that's a little bit more reasonable to live. But he ended up moving to Fremont, California in a $2.5 million home close to where MC Hammer used to live. So this was something that really opened up my eyes to the possibility of making money online, because the gentleman who introduced me to the space, he was a person who had 6 kids. He was married with a wife, and no one in the household was working. Everyone was just, living off of his income that he was making from network marketing. So this was the reason why I kind of took the opportunity to get involved in the space, just seeing someone who had the results that I was looking for and making the type of money that I was making when I was doing music. So I took a shot, and I got involved with my first company back in July 2016.
Wow. Fantastic. Wow. And it's so interesting to me to bring my contacts on that really, like I said, are the movers and the shakers, or either that or people that you know they're going to be, because a lot of times what I'm finding out about you guys when I get you on my show is stuff that I didn't know yet. So I was telling a gentleman yesterday that I'm going to get on my show soon. I said, it's an opportunity for me to ask you questions that not only would the general listener want to know the answers to, but me, this is something I want to know. So, yeah, thanks for sharing all that information, Malik. I did not know that you were into music like that. I'm curious, what kind of music was it that you were doing?
So prior to network marketing, I was doing hip-hop music, and I was very successful with it. I've actually done songs with Snoop Dogg and E-40, some of the popular artists from California, and several other artists from all over the globe. And I had a really successful career with it, but it was just something that, the lifestyle doesn't really mix with the family life. So after a while, you just want to live a pretty normal life, so to speak.
Sure. So when you were in, corporate America, for all intents and purposes is what we'll call it, when you were in corporate America working for someone else, what did it take for you to finally jump ship and say, you know what, I'm out?
Okay. So what happened was I was with my company. I was there for, like I said, almost like a little bit over 6 years. And it was a really good company. I was making really good money at this place as well. But the thing was that we went through a slow period where it kind of made me realize that they were controlling my income. So it was just one part that they found that was bad from the supplier that we were shipping our parts to, which caused us to have a major slowdown, and which put us in a position where we were working 32-hour work weeks. And even though I was getting a regular 40-hour paycheck because, I was using my vacation time and stuff like that, but it just let me visualize the fact that these people were controlling my income. So this is the reason why when the opportunity was presented to me, it just came at the perfect time, and I was at a slowdown. I was waking up to the fact that I was, kind of being controlled, and I was put on a salary cap. So when the opportunity presented itself to me, I just took full advantage of it.
Nice. Yeah, that's pretty common. That's pretty standard of what I hear. A lot of business owners that have jumped ship and made the choice to be an entrepreneur and be their own boss is because that's the thing. I think it's a matter of perspective too, but entrepreneurs, you've got a certain mindset, and if you feel like you're being capped out to what your money making potential is, that can feel very confining, very restricting, and it's very difficult to stay in a situation like that. So I definitely commend you on making the jump and making the switch. I think
Absolutely.
Often of people that are in corporate America that have that entrepreneur bug that are staying in their situation because they're afraid. So with that, I always like to ask people that I interview for their advice for our listeners, because we're going to have listeners of all kinds listening to this show. It's going to be people that are brand new in business, or they've been in business for a while. But either way, there's always fear, challenges, struggles, whatever. What advice, Malik, would you give to anyone in business, whether they're new or they've been in it in a while, that they're dealing with a sense of fear? What would you suggest to them that they do when fear starts to pop up?
So what I would say is that you have to realize that massive action overcomes all fears. And this is something that my mentor told me, the first person who brought me into network marketing, and he's actually a 7-figure earner. So what you have to realize is there's always going to be that fear. And there's going to be the fear of doing something new. There's going to be the fear of taking a risk. And sometimes those challenges are what you definitely need to overcome. So I was in that state, you know, where I was fearful. I didn't know what to expect coming into this type of industry. But when I heard that slogan, that massive action overcomes all fears, this is exactly what I did. So you just have to dive deep into the waters, and you just have to immerse yourself into the space, and you just have to be willing to, you know, take on challenges, and you have to be willing to do whatever it takes to be successful.
I really appreciate that advice. That is, I mean, it almost brings me to tears to hear you say that with such passion, because it's so true. I think that, you know, fear is very confining. When you're overcome with fear, it literally is restricting. It makes it to where you can literally become incapacitated to do anything. So I agree with you that the action is what's necessary. You know, and you're talking about your mentors, you know, and you know how important they are to you. One thing that people know about me is I'm always pushing mentors, mentors, mentors. That's big to me. And I believe that you should be listening to mentors every single day. Of course, we have different types of mentors we listen to. There might be different categories. And also, there's different ways that you can listen to them. Either they're hopping on Facebook Live or they've got a YouTube talk or whatever. So my question is, I'm always really curious, especially with some people more than others, who are your mentors specifically that you're like, you know, they're my lifeline? Who are the ones that you're listening to regularly?
So to answer your question, Tammy, I've had a few different mentors at different stages of my career. So the person who brought me into network marketing, it's ironic that I still work with him today, because we started in the first company that I was with, and I went through my own journey where I went to different companies and things like that. But he's definitely someone who stands out to me, and his name is Jamil Sherman. So he's the first person that really opened up my eyes to the industry. He taught me like the basics of what needed to be done to get started and create your own business opportunity. So he was the first person. And I was in that company. I also had another person who was his upline by the name of Kirk Horan. And he's also another millionaire, six-figure earner, and someone that I also respect and gain some knowledge from. So after I left my first company, I went into a lot of different, you know, learning phases and things like that. I studied with other mentors, and I, you know, studied a bunch of courses and things like that. And I stumbled upon this person by the name of Dwayne Powell, who's also a multiple six-figure earner who impacted my life very much. So at the time when I met him, I was going through a crossroads just trying to figure out some type of long-term company that I could be involved in. And through that process is how I became a lead generation coach, is, you know, taking some of his mentorship along with other coaching programs and things like that. And, you know, he helped me catapult myself from the point that I was at to becoming a six-figure earner. So after I got the knowledge from him, that's what I did, is I applied that knowledge to the current business I was in at the time, and I was able to create my first six-figure business back in 2017. So after that point, my business actually, it moved out of the U.S. So it's one of those things with network marketing. Sometimes you don't know how long a company's going to be here. You find something, you think that it's going to last forever,
yeah,
and then boom, something happens. So this is what happened to me. My first successful business ended up moving out of the United States. So I had to rebuild, and I had to start everything from scratch all over again. So, and after a while, I kind of, you know, got tired of the space for a moment. So in 2018, I was more or less doing my lead generation coaching, but I wasn't involved in any network marketing businesses until the beginning of 2019. I actually came back from a trip where I was in Turkey. And when I landed in SFO, I contacted another one of my mentors by the name of Justin Holliday. Now, he's a person who's also a multiple six-figure earner. He's made mass amounts of money this year, but I was working with him at the beginning of this year from like January to May, and we were able to go on a huge run and make a lot of money together. And through him, I actually met the last mentor that I want to talk about today, which is someone by the name of Brandon Brown, who I'm working with currently. And Brandon Brown, he's the founder of the Attraction Marketing Pro, and he's the mentor who I'm working with very, very closely right now, and he's responsible for a lot of the success that I've been having throughout this year to be able to help over 200 people to be able to work from home.
I think you bring up a good point, Malik, when you talk about how there's different mentors in different phases of your life, because I do agree with that very much so. Not to say that you ever stop maybe necessarily listening to those mentors, but there's a time and a place. So, you know, the most important thing really is to find, and I always tell my clients this too, find the mentors that are a good fit for you as well, because you might also hear people saying, and this is for our listeners here, you might hear people saying, well, this is an awesome mentor, this is an awesome, and that's great. And you might search out that person's teachings and go, I'm so glad they referred me to them. Or you might hear it and say, you know what, it's not a good fit for me. But the most important thing is that you find the mentors that are a good fit for you, whatever teaching style they have and whatever it is that you're looking to learn, but also that it is kind of the right time and place for that as well. So that those were some really good points. What I'd also like to have you share with us is, because we know that in business everyone has their challenges and their struggles, can you point out maybe one of the biggest challenges that you had in being an entrepreneur and how you made it through that? What did you do to get through it?
So the biggest struggle that I had when I came into network marketing initially was finding a business that I could actually build and something that I had a passion for. So my first company that I came into was pretty old school. It was traditional. It was, you know, going to home meetings, writing a list of 100 people that are your family and friends. And I blew through my warm market pretty quickly. I didn't have much support from my family and friends. And I think I only had about one person who actually signed up with me through that process. So that was the biggest struggle that I had, was, you know, finding the company that was like the right one and the right fit for me. So I tried services after that. I thought that products would be better because I thought, you know, we live in a consumer world where if you have a great product, people will absolutely buy that product from you. So I tried that and it wasn't really a good fit for me either. So what I did from that point was I started trying to figure out, you know, what would it take to build a successful business and what would something work for me that I would be passionate about. So what I did was I started taking a bunch of courses and I started doing lead generation. And through that, I think I found my calling because I was able to help other people. I didn't have to really bring people into a business opportunity per se. And also, I really struggled to be able to generate leads in the beginning. I think that's something that everyone goes through. So I spent a lot of money doing paid advertisement. I didn't make a lot of money back. So once I learned how to generate organic leads, I felt that this is the lifeblood of any business. If you can learn how to generate a client for any person or company, this is something that will definitely help you to always be able to make money, and it puts you in a position where you can actually help more people. So that's what I got myself into, and that was what kind of made the difference for me. And ever since then, I kind of found my passion, and it's helped me to be able to help so many other people as well.
Nice. Yeah, very cool. And I think you bring up, you know, some good points there as well. You know, someone that's starting out in business as an entrepreneur, that's pretty common a lot of times where someone knows, I want to do this, I want to be my own boss, I want to have my own business, but I don't exactly know which one to do, and they might hop from this, you know, to that. But I think the tip that I would give you guys that are listening to this show is that it's okay to jump around a little bit, but one thing is remember that wherever you go, there I am, as one of my friends says. Meaning that if you're hopping around, but you still have the same mindset to each one, and maybe you're not learning along the way, any mistakes that you're making, mistakes are good, right? We know that mistakes are good. We learn from them. But if you've got a certain mindset and it's not changing and evolving, that's not going to be better with a different company. Granted, you might find a company that's a better fit, but it's important to grow and evolve and learn along the way, so that you're not saying, well, it's the company's fault that I'm not making money and I'm not progressing. again, you might be in not so good of a fit for you, but make sure that you're learning and growing along the way so that when you do find the right fit, you're in the right headspace for it as well. We got about 5 minutes left, so what I'd like to do, Malik, is to give you a moment to share anything that is important to you that you'd like to share before we wrap up our show. Is there something maybe on your heart right now or something you've been thinking about, man, I want to make sure that I say this when I'm on Tammy's show?
Yeah, so what I would say is that, you know, just kind of like what you touched on right now, is that it really doesn't matter which company that you're in. You can pretty much build any company and you can have success with that company. But the thing that's more important than the products and the services and all of that type of stuff is just learning the fundamental skills that it takes to be a true network marketer. And this is one thing that a lot of people don't realize. I've been in the industry for a long time. I've seen people jump from company to company looking for the magic company that's going to propel them to make six figures or seven figures because they see other people in the company that are having that type of success. But what everyone needs to realize is that, you know, these people have a lot of experience and they probably put themselves through a lot of training, coaching, and mentorship, which is the shortcut to having success in this industry. And most people in this industry, they don't have the type of success that I've had as quickly as I've had it. But the only reason that I attribute my success to mentorship is because this is what's actually, you know, given me this type of boost where I could actually start to get results a lot quicker than most people. So I would just say that, you know, find something that you kind of, you know, that your core beliefs resonate with as far as a company. And once you have that right company, figure out what the problems of the marketplace are, because you want to be a problem solver and you want to be a person that can actually help people. So the more that you can figure out what the problems of your target market are and you can actually supply the type of needs that your market needs, then that's what's going to help you to make a lot more money. And it's also going to, you know, be able to help a lot more people in the space as well. So just find yourself the right mentor, find yourself a company that actually meshes with your core fundamental beliefs. And I think that as long as you do those two things, you can definitely have success in whatever business you choose.
Wow. That's awesome. I'm glad that I opened that up for you to talk about that, what was on your heart, because that's perfect. I absolutely agree. You got to have the right mindset and not just jump from company to company. You've got to be willing to learn and grow along the way. And like you said, find something that you're passionate about, because there might be someone that's very passionate about products, or, you know, health and nutritional products are big right now. You know, there's a lot of direct selling companies that sell different nutritional products. So that's a big thing. But yeah, find something, whatever it is, you know, figure out what your passion is, dive in, learn, but really take responsibility for what your role is too, because, you know, none of us are perfect, right? We're all learning along the way, but as long as you're willing to take an accurate assessment of yourself every day and say, what can I do to be better today than I was yesterday, then, you know, you're going to be a great success. So, Malik, I can't thank you enough for being on the show. It's truly been an honor, and I hope that you've enjoyed yourself today. Has it been a good time for you?
Absolutely. It's a pleasure. I waited this moment for so long, and I'm glad that we finally had a chance to do this talk show, and I look forward to, you know, staying tuned to the rest of your shows as well.
Awesome. All right, guys. Listeners, like I said, don't forget to click subscribe on my show here so that you can hear all of the awesome upcoming interviews we're going to have with some more movers and shakers, just like the one we had today with Malik. And thanks again for joining us. Malik, have yourself a great week. And everybody, keep your heads up and keep staying tuned to my program. Y'all have a great day.